join. All right, I would first like to welcome everyone to the call, How to Detoxify Your Body Simply, Safely, and Effectively. This is Cheryl Hubbard, creator of Michigan Health Coach, and also I'm the wellness director of Be Well, which is a creating wellness center located in downtown Birmingham. I am a board-certified holistic health counselor, and I work with clients who are struggling with eating healthy and living a balanced lifestyle. Most of my clients who come to me are interested in losing weight, improving their health, creating more healthy habits, and decreasing stress. And I think I became interested in health because, well, first of all, I love food, and I used to always be interested in losing weight. I've never had one of those screaming metabolisms where I could eat whatever I wanted, although most of my family did. My grandparents used to tell me that I was built more like the Dixon side of the family, who were pretty much obese, which was a great thing to look forward to as a kid, let me tell you. I was a little overweight in high school when your metabolism is supposed to be at its peak, right? So that started me on a path of trying whatever diet I could get my hands on, basically. My first diet book came in one of those, they used to have those buy a bag of book sales, and I remember bringing a lot of hot dogs and plain tuna fish to school for lunch. I've been on a ton of diets, you name it, I've tried it. Soup diets, juice diets, weight loss clinic, G-Index, Protein Power, South Beach, Atkins. I was a vegetarian for most of my 20s, and my health and interest in health and healthy eating just progressed from there. I'm happy to sit and diet any longer, and I've been able to maintain a healthy weight throughout my 30s. We'll see what happens when I turn 40, haha. And I teach my clients that diets are not our friends because they really don't work. But creating a healthy and fun lifestyle that you can stick to long-term is what does work. So the topic tonight is not weight loss per se. It's about how to create a detox and cleanse program, although many people do lose a few pounds on a cleanse, and weight loss can definitely be a bonus to doing a detox for reasons which I'll explain soon. However, the main reason for completing a detox and cleanse protocol is just as the name says, to detox and cleanse the body internally for many eye-opening reasons, which I'll be revealing in just a short time. I'm going to talk to you tonight about the variety of methods there are to detoxify your body, how our bodies come in contact with and absorb toxins, the many benefits in detoxifying, and I'll also share some tips and advice on how to create a healthy cleanse program, which is simple, safe, and effective. But first, I just want to make sure that you're on the call for the right reasons and that you're going to get the information that you want. Time is very precious. So to make sure that you're in the right place, this call is for you if you're interested in learning what detoxification is, you'd like to know if you need to detox, if you want information about how to prevent disease, or if you'd like to jumpstart a weight loss program, if you'd like to improve your energy and look and feel better, or if you believe that we live in a safe environment, let me fill you in on that. If any or all of these are the case for you, then you're in the right place because in just a few minutes I'll be sharing the secrets to an effective detox and cleanse, information about the hidden risks and dangers. I'll tell you how to avoid over-detoxification. You'll find out which are the number one foods to include and which foods to eliminate entirely during your detox program. And you'll hang up with proven detox strategies. Because we have limited time on this call, I'll teach you everything I can in the time that we have together, which is just about an hour. And from a place of partnership, I'm going to show you how you can learn more about how to detoxify your body, your life, and how you can get my support as your cleanse coach. This call will hopefully give you a lot of information, but better than that, hope for a healthier life and the belief that there is something that you can do to take control of your health and your future health as well. If you have any questions during the call, please send them in over the webcast, and I'll try to answer them at the end if we have time. I remember when detox and cleanse programs were considered to be odd or weird. It's become much more accepted over the past 10 years, and I attribute this to all the press and the studies about the toxicity in our environment, the pollution of our water and our air, and the buildup of chemicals, which we are living among, which is basically a toxic soup, really. Everyone wants to live a healthy life, free from disease, from pain, hospitals, and drug dependencies. But toxins can influence our health, the health of our children, our stress levels, our happiness levels, and even our weight. And the buildup is called the toxic burden or body burden, and it can overwhelm the body's capacity to detoxify. And it may lead to hormonal imbalances, nutritional deficiencies, and an inefficient metabolism. And we've all heard the stories in the press about the toxic ingredients found in products made in China, everything from dog food, children's toys, and our food as well. And actually, there was a new study just this week that found extremely high levels of lead in purses sold at Target, Macy's, H&M, and other popular retailers. There have been causal links that have been established between toxins and autism, ADHD, and developmental disorders in kids. My intention for this call is that you hang up with the acceptance of the undeniable connection between environmental toxins and your health. And at the end of the call, I'll share with you a plan of action that I will be leading to help you, which will be easier than you think, and it won't require a large investment of time or money, but it will offer a huge payoff in health benefits. And I do appreciate you investing your time right now, and you should appreciate yourselves for learning more about just some simple shifts and strategies which are relatively effortless to incorporate into your lifestyle, but can have very profound impact on your health. Even if you only did a small portion of the suggestions that I'm going to offer to you tonight, you would experience benefits. In June 2006, the World Health Organization reported that one quarter of global disease is caused by environmental exposures. But what I really found enlightening is that they also stated well-targeted interventions can prevent much of this risk. In the year 2000, the Environmental Working Group and the Commonwealth, both are nonprofit organizations which are dedicated to protecting the public and environmental health, they began the Human Toxome Project. And this study analyzed human tissues for industrial chemicals that became stored in the body through food, air, water, or ingredients in just everyday products. There were seven studies, and they used 75 participants, and they ranged in age from newborn to elderly. All 75 of the participants tested positive for a combined total of 455 of 528 chemicals that they tested for, which included pesticides that are linked to birth defects and developmental delays, heavy metals that are known to cause brain and nervous system disorders, and PCBs, which have been banned since 1977. Remember, the study was done 23 years later. So consider that these were just the chemicals which were found. Most toxins are stored very deep within the fat tissues. And every person living in an industrialized country now carries an average of 700 synthetic chemicals in their body from food, water, and air. The toxic accumulation actually starts in the womb and can be stored for a lifetime. Toxins hasten the aging process, and they cause inflammation as well. But what's really ironic, though, is that while toxins hasten the aging process, our bodies actually decompose slower when we're dead because of all the preservatives in us, slower than they used to be, that is. So why can't it be the other way around? It's a vicious cycle that the more toxins our bodies store, the less efficiently our body is able to detoxify on its own. So first, what is a toxin now that I've mentioned it so many times? It's basically a poisonous substance. There are environmental toxins such as household chemicals, industrial pollutants, food additives, and pesticides. And then we have internal toxins, which include waste products that are caused by just normal metabolic processes within the body. And remember, toxins also include alcoholic drinks, excessive caffeine, and pharmaceutical drugs. And there is a quiz, if you didn't hear me say it before the webcast started, on the homepage of my website, Michigan Health Coach, and the link is at the bottom of the left-hand side of your webcast. You'll have to scroll down to the very bottom to see it. And there's a quiz on the homepage that will give you an idea of how toxic your body might be depending on how much exposure you have environmentally and internally. Most people, or many people, are under the impression that a detox cleanse program only involves colon cleansing. But because toxins are stored throughout the body, a detoxification program really has to address the whole body and have a holistic approach as well. All right. So detoxification occurs in our bodies daily. Our internal organs, the colon, the liver, the intestines, these organs help the body eliminate toxic and harmful matter from our bloodstreams and tissues. You know, often our system just overloaded with waste. Today's overprocessed foods and the environment can easily overwhelm our delicate systems and cause toxicity to build up in our tissues and our organs. So if you feel sluggish, if you have frequent colds, digestive issues, or maybe you're just not feeling as great as you used to, you might have a toxicity issue. And a detox program will help you clean the harmful matter from your body and possibly lose weight, and it will help increase mental clarity and even decrease allergies for a lot of people. And most detox programs don't involve weird or unhealthy foods, simply fresh and whole foods like fruits and vegetables. And towards the end of the teleseminar, I'll discuss which foods to include and which to avoid while on a detox program, and there'll be a lot of other tips throughout this workshop. The truth as far as getting a body detox program from a clinic or even a spa is that it could cost you a fair amount of money. In fact, a stay at a detox spa or a clinic can run as high as $10,000, depending on the methods and the treatments used and how long you stay. So rather than spend so much money at a clinic or a spa, a lot of people would rather a home detoxification program as an alternative, and it's also an effective solution, which is much less expensive, and it gets the job done as well. A simple home detox program means just controlling what you eat and drink. Unfortunately, it's not a very demanding process because there's no medical procedures involved. It just helps the body clean itself out and get a special diet and complement with natural therapies, which I'm going to be talking about in a minute too. So our bodies might give us signals that a detox is needed. If you're overweight or tired all the time, if you have headaches, aches and pains, more than two colds or flus a year, constipation or digestive issues, high blood pressure, PMS, allergies or sensitivities, these could all indicate the need to detox. And if you often drink too much alcohol or drink caffeinated beverages or smoke cigarettes, use over-the-counter or even recreational drugs, or eat a lot of fast fried or refined foods, then you probably need to detox. A lot of experts believe that even those of us who live a healthy lifestyle or as healthy as possible still need a regular detox cleanse a few times a year because so many toxins are inescapable. There's the problem of our chemical environment due to the pollutants in the air and the water supply, plus the fact that the majority of our food is grown with pesticides in an effort to reduce the insect and bacterial infestation in order to produce more food. So you only have to go down the grocery aisle and read labels to see how many dyes and preservatives that we eat on a daily basis. Our bodies do have a natural built-in detox system, which is made up of the digestive tract, the urinary system, and the liver. And those help the body process all the chemicals that modern life throws at it. It's not just the alcohol and the tobacco that are loaded with toxins, as I just mentioned. The pesticides, the food additives, the caffeine, and the pollution all play their part as well. So just consider the rising number of health issues, such as cancer, cardiovascular diseases, obesity, headaches, fatigue, coughs, allergies, in today's world. Through food, toxins exist when there are chemicals, pesticides, food additives, or drugs. Through the environment, air and water pollution are the chief areas that we get toxins. And we get these external toxins when we eat or we breathe or we touch things that have these toxins. Even our mattresses and our clothing contain toxic chemicals, such as formaldehyde, toluene, and fire retardant chemicals. Internally, our bodies produce toxins from just everyday functions that I mentioned earlier. For instance, perspiring and clearing our bowels are important eliminative functions. And a body breaks down when it can't handle the normal processes due to an overload of toxins. So this is when the body becomes very susceptible to bacteria, yeast, things like candida, and parasites. The toxins in our environment are frightening, no question. It's another serious environmental concern which is causing the degenerating health of our present generation. And the deterioration of our health is directly related to our fast-paced lifestyle. So just try to recall how many obese persons that you confront every day just on your way to work. You can see it for yourself, you know, the harmful effects of surviving on junk foods. A lot of weight gain, lethargy, you know, you name it, and you know, you get them all on the list of impacts that junk foods have on our health and, you know, our lives. So we're all in. On occasion, we'll simply just crave a meal. It's unavoidable. We travel. Sometimes we have to have fast food. We've been culturally trained to eat this way. But as you retrain your habits, I can almost guarantee that these cravings will disappear. And one of the main reasons that so many people eat this way is because of convenience. You know, we're all leading just such busy lives. But gorging on junk foods and having dietary habits that are low on fiber and moisture actually fills up our internal system with toxins. And the colon gets clogged with impacted fecal matter. Toxins can't get eliminated from our system, which then just adds more injuries to our health and can manifest in physical and mental disorders as well. So I think that covers how we become the toxin, or we become exposed to toxins, and the symptoms that might present when our bodies start to struggle with the detoxification process on its own. So I just want to cover the benefits of a detox program. Detox programs are thought to prevent chronic diseases such as arthritis, heart disease, and cancer. People who try a detox program often find that it can improve their symptoms such as fatigue, joint pain, headaches, pain, PMS, unhealthy skin, poor concentration, anxiety, colds, heartburn, things of that nature. And detox programs might be recommended as part of a supervised treatment plan for chronic disease, such as autoimmune diseases, chemical sensitivities, heart disease, digestive disorders, things like that. But as I mentioned earlier, your body might show some signs that you have built up toxins, and these toxins can affect your whole body, your fitness, and your health. There are times where we feel sluggish and we feel the stress. Our bodies might experience a lot of aching, feelings of clumsiness, rapid weight gain, and a lot of people, most of my clients, have noticed an incapacity to lose excess weight, which can also be signs of having toxins in the body. Toxins are found and stored on our fat cells. So for Americans who are eating the usual American diet, our body's 70 trillion cells can just turn into garbage cans. In detoxing your body and cleaning that unwanted garbage out of your cells, we should pay attention to our elimination organs. And this is just, I'm going to give you an overview of the detoxification process and the system, which I'll go a lot deeper with in my upcoming program, which I'll tell you about in just a little bit. So these organs play a major role in the detoxing process for a fit and healthy body. Our liver, that's the organ that recycles the unwanted chemicals in the body. It sorts out the toxins and sends them to a proper organ for elimination during the process of circulation. So the principal elimination organs will back up the liver for where these toxins will be stored and then eliminated. The lymph glands also play an important role in eliminating toxins. A network of tubing brings out the excess waste of the cells from the body into the final elimination organs. The appendix, the thymus, the tonsil, and the spleens are major lymphatic glands that help the major organs of the body in cleansing and detoxing. The kidneys help in the water management of the body, and they're the ones that keep the good chemistry of the blood alkaline by eliminating the dissolved acid waste. And you can help your kidneys to function well by drinking plenty of water. And it's much better if you drink fresh alkaline juices and purified water. The lungs are the organs that keep the blood purified. They allow the oxygen to go directly to the bloodstream, and it's also responsible in removing waste gases that are found in every cell of the body. Deep breathing and fresh air is very helpful, essential in keeping the lungs healthy and free from toxins. If you're in an urban area, which we all are, it's recommended that you find an oxygen-rich area where you can perform deep breathing. The colon is the solid waste management organ in the body. Medical practitioners have found that many people have a lot of mucus and rubber-like solid waste that's found on the walls of the colon. So detoxing and cleaning the colon is very beneficial, as you can imagine. The colon is the last point in our body's food processing system. So if this organ is filled with waste, any attempt at detoxification of other organs like kidney or liver will be in vain, as the toxins generated there will be recycled back into your system, and then your system can break down. And, you know, there can be serious complications like disease or failure of our immune systems. So if we were to take a step back in time, even just 30 to 40 years ago, we'd realize how differently we ate back then. If you didn't grow your own organic food, you'd probably have gone to your butcher on a daily basis and purchased fresh, hormone-free meat, and then you would have gone to a market to purchase fresh, organic produce. The word organic was probably not something you would have associated with food back then. It was more of a word from biology class. So today we're severely lacking in nutrients. The very air we breathe is polluted. A lot of people drink high fructose corn syrup laden drinks, lots of canned goods, and an incredible amount of sodium. Now, I'm not saying never to eat this way because, you know, sometimes we want to indulge or we have to, we go to a party, but if you eat a normal American diet high in salt, sugar, and preservatives and canned goods, then you're doing a disservice to yourself. Sometimes we might feel full, but we're lacking severely in nutrients. A detox program is not aimed at weight loss, as I mentioned earlier. It aims to cleanse and revitalize the body by combining natural organic foods, herbs, and simple exercises to purge the body of accumulated toxins. Over time, the consumption of all these processed foods, non-vegetarian foods, sugars, they lead to the clogging of the inner walls of the colon. And this results in overloading the other cleansing organs, like the liver and the kidneys, as I mentioned earlier. They may become sluggish, which then allows the toxins and the bacteria to re-enter the circulatory system. And these toxins then are what results in fatigue and infections of the skin and other organs, migraines, heartburn, constipation, and many other serious diseases. A regular detox program can rid the body of accumulated toxins and lead to an active, disease-free life. Okay, so I know this is a lot of information so far, but just to recap, we've covered a basic understanding of detoxification, the symptoms one might have from a buildup of toxins, where toxins come from, the benefits of doing a cleanse, and our organs' role in dealing with toxins. So just take a few deep breaths because we're going to get to the good stuff about what a simple, safe, and effective detox program contains, what to eat, what not to eat, and simple detox methods besides diet, which should also be incorporated as well. And I know some people will take tonight's information and just run with it. They'll get out their juicers, they'll pull out some menu planners, and create a healthy program for themselves. Most people need a little more support than that and feel that having a system to follow is what would work best for them. If the latter description fits you, then you're in luck because we are kicking off a group detox program next week. This week will be the prep period, getting ready, putting together a plan, making simple changes in your environment, and possibly finding a buddy for support. So to give you just a few minute break before we continue, in case you're taking notes furiously and your hand is starting to cramp, I'm going to just stop here for just a couple minutes, kind of like a halftime break. I'm going to take a quick sip of water. So as we've discussed already, a detox program can result in benefits such as increased energy, weight loss, faster metabolism, better digestion, decreased allergies, fewer colds, clearer skin, or just insurance for our future health. Cleansing your body from toxins is a great way to keep your systems clean and running smoothly. The results are worth it. It can include an improved immune system, less acne or sleep, curing of constipation, disappearance of body odor, and that's just to name a few. So you'd be amazed at the conditions that could clear up with a good detox program. So we are offering a group detox program. I'm going to do the cleanse as well. And as a group, we'll have a built-in support system. We will supply the cleansing supplements, the information, the resources, and give you access to ask questions or just share experiences. And what that looks like is this. You'll receive a complete guide filled with information on cleansing, how to detoxify your home and office, recipes, suggestions, and worksheets to create your perfect plan. We're not going to tell you exactly what to eat because I believe for a detox program to be successful, it has to be customized. We're all different. We have a variety of tastes, allergies, health conditions. So together, we'll customize our individualized programs with the foods that we like to eat or you like to eat. Some people might like to juice a lot, so they can do that. Some people might want to completely avoid meat, and they can do that. some people might want to stick to their usual diet and just eliminate sugar and fast food, and that might be perfect for them. This program is designed for beginners. It's not a strict all you can have is water and green foods or juice only for a week. The program is going to be about 2.5 weeks. You'll receive your guide starting this Wednesday, and then you'll get a recording from me as well, helping you to get off to a good start. Starting Monday, we'll all start together with our cleanse product, which is basically just a fiber supplement to boost the detoxification, which I'll talk more about when we get to the detoxification methods in this teleseminar in a few minutes. We will follow our detox diet and supplement program for 6 days, focusing on a physical detox. The second week is optional diet-wise, but recommended to follow a healthy diet, and we'll also focus on mental detox the second week and how to create a maintenance program. So here's what's included. It's a 70-page detox and cleanse guide, and this guide is a playbook or a resource guide. It has a lot of information about cleansing and gives a lot of ideas and suggestions on how to create your own plan. It includes recipes and checklists. Also, a cleanse supplement, which is fiber capsules to boost the detox. 14 daily supportive emails as reminders, support, information, and to keep you focused. 3 MP3 recordings, one for the prep period, one for the physical detox week, and one for the mental detox week. And those were tips recorded by our Be Well practitioners. Also, recipes for meals, drinks, and body products. You'd also receive a 15-minute Megan massage session on our massage bed at Be Well in downtown Birmingham. Google group access to ask questions, share experiences, and we'll be posting recipes and additional suggestions to that. And also includes worksheets and resources such as meal planning templates and motivational posters. We have some early bird bonuses. The first 8 people to sign up for the program will also receive digestive enzyme supplement and a probiotic supplement, and also get a 20-minute phone session with me during the detox program. And the first 10 people to sign up will also receive a detox kit, which is going to include bath salts, detox massage oil, coconut oil sample, and also detox tea, sorry. So the early bird pricing is $167 for your complete program. Bring a friend, and you both get $10 off your program. So if you're interested, sign up now. We have limited spots available. There's only 15 spots available at this price, and then the bonuses are going away, and the price is going up to $197. And there's a link on the webcast to sign up. So while you're listening to the rest of the call, you can just click over and grab your spot. If you're a friend of Dr. Rosemary Batansky, click on her name to sign up so she knows how many supplements that she needs to order. And now back to the show. An effective detox program should have a holistic approach to health. This is everything from diet and fitness to your sense of well-being. So you could just try it for a weekend and start the new week with a renewed and more revived you. Detoxifying your way to health and beauty is possible with a few things which you should could conveniently find in your home. With a loofah or a brush, scented candles, some good quality oil, some herbal tea, and a free me time weekend, you're all set to rejuvenate and renew yourself. So some simple suggestions are these. How much you wish to detoxify is really dependent on yourself and how cleansed you want your body to be. Any simple changes to your diet that prevent and clear your toxic buildup is great. For instance, drinking 8 glasses of filtered water is something easy that you can do on a daily basis. Other changes to your diet, like eating more green, leafy vegetables and high-fiber foods, can also be great additions. And there's several types of detox diets. There's those where you can only eat fruits and vegetables. There's those where you can only eat clean foods. Or you can only drink fruit and vegetable juice. Or there's the most extreme types where you only drink water. Or there's that master cleanse where for 10 days you're only drinking a water concoction of maple syrup and cayenne pepper and lemon juice. You can also do specialized cleanses that are designed specifically for certain areas of the body. For instance, there's liver cleanses, kidney cleanses, blood and lung cleanses. However, most detox programs just involve cleansing the entire body. Now, over-detoxification can also occur in some cases, and that's when people do go to extremes and then essential nutrients from the body are lost. So that's something to be aware of. If you're contemplating a restricted type of cleanse program, approach it with caution. To give you a sample of a basic detox program that you can try, first of all, it's important that you have regular bowel movements during a detox because this will lessen the likelihood of the toxins being reabsorbed by the body, and that's why a cleanse supplement is so important. A good way to make sure that you'll eliminate regularly is to just take 2 tablespoons of ground flax seeds and lemon water in the morning and drink lemon water throughout the day. Flax seeds provide the body with fiber, and lemon water has a slightly laxative effect. It's also important to drink enough fluids on a cleanse. You should try to include at least 8 glasses of water daily to ensure that you're allowing the toxins to be flushed out. And then supplements. It's suggested to take some kind of a fiber supplement during a cleanse, which is an excellent complement to any cleanse program. So you want to look for ones that are made from organic materials. Some detoxes are not for diabetics, for low blood pressure patients, for anorexics, or teenagers and children, certainly, as it does not provide enough fuel for their physical activities. Always check with your doctor if you have chronic health conditions or you're on medication. Always want to be cautious whenever you're changing your diet or your exercise program. It could be a week-long diet of liquids, organic raw fruits and fruits and vegetables to cleanse the system. Some people like to do that. And then you can gradually reintroduce other foods, but refrain from consuming sugar, red meats, or alcohol and processed foods. And then there's certain natural herbs, too, that could be used in a simple detox program. So this is just a simple and quick way to revitalize your system, maybe after a binge or overindulgence, you know, like the holidays or a vacation or a family trip or something. If you do feel led to do a cleanse, then make sure that you've eaten well and that you've drank as many as 8 glasses of water so that your blood sugar does not drop and that you stay well hydrated during the process. Not only do you lose toxins this way, but you'll also lose water, salt, and potassium, and that can make you feel lightheaded. So be very cautious. Eating healthy is always advisable. Fruits, vegetables, and whole grains contain vitamins and have properties that make your body function better. And a body that functions better and at an efficient level stays healthier. A simple detox diet plan, if you want to keep it really simple, an easy detox diet plan might just involve staying off meat for a couple of days. For a more detailed plan, you might want to consult a professional on what to eat for each day during your detox period. A quick start suggestion, you can just replace your biggest vices with healthier alternatives. Remember, your organs will benefit from any kind of rest, so you can always go for an in-between option where you just replace your biggest vices with healthy alternatives. So that's always advisable. Fresh vegetables are great on the detox program. The best vegetables for detoxing are these: broccoli, garlic, artichokes, beets, cauliflower, and all red and green vegetables. You want to avoid corn products, as corn often contains allergens. Rice is also great on a detox diet, and beans, nuts, and seeds are great as well. Again, you want to drink plenty of water. You need about 6 to 8 glasses a day to aid the body in flushing out toxins. A hydrated body is going to help your organs function optimally. So that brings us to exercise. Exercise helps your body to burn fat and keeps your muscles toned. It also helps your heart and your lungs work better, which allows your blood to flow better and keeps waste moving through your body properly. So keeping a healthy lifestyle prepares your body to stay healthy. So to recap, a detox diet helps your body's organs work at their optimal level and without obstruction. It helps remove toxins from your body and removes waste more efficiently. It involves usually a lot of fiber and water, which gives your body organs a break. So think light eating, plenty of fruits, veggies, salads, green tea, nuts, whole grains, seeds, things like that. Fiber helps your body to remove waste, which frees up your system to digest food better. And then this, in return, gives you more energy. Water has an overall effect on your energy levels and how your body functions. So instead of letting waste build up and causing loads of problems, the detox diet rids your body of waste, and that frees up your colon. So in a nutshell, The detox program lets your colon get back to work and for your colon to work optimally once again. A colon that's not working is going to invite a lot of problems and possibly diseases. All the causes of disease are not known, but just taking the time to become healthier for reasons such as disease prevention can do a lot for your health and your future outlook as well. Okay, so there's some other suggestions that for lifestyle things that you can incorporate into your program, such as hot baths or sauna. The skin is one of our largest organs, and sweating is yet another way the body excretes toxins. So taking a hot bath for half an hour is very beneficial, or sweating out toxins in a sauna if you have access to one. Herbal teas, there's some great herbal teas that you can drink on a regular basis that also gently cleanse the body, that hydrate you, that have antioxidant properties and help flush out toxins. And it's a warm and it's a nice way to relax and it does the body good. So look for brands such as Yogi Tea, Mighty Leaf, and Traditional Medicinal. And just you can try any of their organic detox teas. Most of them are really good. I've tried them all. Juicing fruits and vegetables is a fantastic way of getting more nutrients in the body because you're maintaining the integrity of the nutrients. If you're putting vegetables in a pot to boil, then you're going to have nutrient loss, and this is called bleaching or blanching, and all the goodness goes into the water. So if you overcook your food and then throw out the water, then your nutrients just went down the drain, and you're ingesting the remaining bleached husk. So juicing is a great way to get all the fiber and the nutrients. And fresh fruit is great. You can enjoy all fresh fruit. Just go easy on the grapefruit. A compound in grapefruit can significantly inhibit liver detox enzymes, and they should be avoided, or all grapefruit should be a detox diet. So grapefruit juice, you want to just stay away from those. It's also advisable to take supplements that bolster your immune system. Because we have nutrient-deficient soil, it's great to take supplements that bolster our immune system, such as CoQ10 and vitamins A, D, E, C, and B vitamins. Trace minerals and electrolytes are necessary to keep our systems in shape as well. So avoid sports drinks that are really high in sugar, but instead just get a good quality electrolyte from a health food store. And if nothing else, then at least get a pharmaceutical-grade multivitamin to take every day. So a few other detox hot tips. Clear the detox period in your schedule of any social commitments, restaurants, and parties. You want to look at it as an opportunity to do all those things that you never get around to, maybe visiting a museum or a gallery, going to the movies, and then you can feel smug at the end that you're not only healthier but also more cultured. Again, drink plenty of water to avoid dehydration. You can take milk thistle to optimize the benefits. It protects the liver from damage. And then create a plan for yourself to make it easy to follow. I think that's really the key to success with most things, and definitely with a detox program. Mind-body detox. There have been a lot of studies linking stress and the emotional state to increased incidences of disease, lowered levels of overall happiness, etc., things of that nature. It's important to incorporate a mental detox as part of a holistic detox program. And ways to do this include things like meditation, yoga, breathing, just deep breathing exercises, positive thinking, other types of strategies of this nature, maybe creating a vision board or doing some goal setting. All of these things are really important. Okay, so I also said I would talk about the side effects of a detox diet or a detox program. And they are, some people might experience headaches, might experience acne, weight loss, or fatigue during a detox program. These symptoms usually diminish after a few days. And for this reason, a lot of people take time off work to begin a detox program, or they start the program on a Friday night. The detox side effects are possibly the headaches that I mentioned, and this will usually be at the beginning of the detox as your body is coming to terms with the reduction of the poisons. And that's why it's worth cutting down on your main vices slowly before you start, and that's why we're going to have a little bit of a warm-up program before our program kicks off next Monday. Your energy might dip before it rises, so it's worth starting the program on a weekend if you want to let your body adjust. And let's see, it looks like we are almost out of time. So before I wrap things up, I'm just going to take a quick look and see if there's any questions that have come in. Okay, so far, a couple of silly questions. Oh, it's nice to have friends. Okay, there's a couple questions, but I think I just covered those answers. So if I didn't, just submit the questions again. All right. Well, I hope all of your questions were answered tonight about detoxification and cleansing programs. I'd love for you to join me in our upcoming How to Detoxify Your Body Simply, Safely, and Effectively. It's an investment in yourself and your health, and it's going to be a lot of fun doing it within a supportive and fun group environment. So whether you're sick of not feeling great or you'd like to improve your energy levels, digestion, skin, or possibly jumpstart a weight loss program, our detox program might be exactly what you need. And all of our gifted and very knowledgeable practitioners are going to be accessible to you through the Google group access that you'll have as part of the program. And you'll be able to ask questions, connect with others, including me, who are also doing this cleanse. I said it's going to kick off next Monday, but starting this week will be the pre-phase. Again, all the links are on the webcast. If you're a patient of Dr. Patansky or Be Well, please use her link to sign up so she knows how many people to account for. And I just want to thank all of you for joining me tonight. I wish you much health and happiness. Good night.
The moderator has left the conference.